Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Welcome. Hello. Welcome to my introductory podcast. It's your host speaking, Jonathan Ben-Shimon, and our guest star, Oren Pesso, CEO of Focaccia Pizza.
Yep.
The topic for today is going to be, how does a person get over heartbreak? Hi.
How does someone get over a heartbreak? That's a good question.
Yeah, we know, but we want
to.
Discover yourself. Ooh, you discover yourself through a heartbreak.
Discover yourself.
You see, when a relationship.
What I like to do is to look at how much negatives. What the negative things?
Be honest.
Yalla.
What?
I was trying to word it. I like to look at the negative of the other person, so I get over it real quick.
The negative of the other. Oh, so you tried to like put them down?
Yeah.
And put yourself. It's so bad.
It's not that bad. It actually works.
Yeah.
I just say to myself how much that person wasn't meant for me, and just we're not compatible and all that stuff. That's when it comes to girls. When it comes to business, it's much harder for me. Be like, yo, I put so much work in.
I think what I
did everything right. I thought I did everything right, and it failed. It's just way harder to get over. For you, it's obviously different.
Can I comment on what you said?
What?
You said that you tried to put them down in a way. I think what I do when a heartbreak, when I have a broken heart, or what I really do recently. I used to always like take the blame, like, oh, it's my fault. I could have done more. I didn't put enough effort. Wow. But something I started to manifest recently is that, you know, it's not my fault. Because one thing I do in relationships is I really give it my 110% best. So I should be leaving this relationship not feeling bad in a certain way. And the energy that's created from a heartbreak needs to be fueled and channeled into working on yourself and becoming literally the best version of yourself possible. Because a heartbreak, I think Andrew Tate says this, a heartbreak is infinite supply of energy. Infinite. And obviously, like Gedalia Fencer says, God breaks your heart to save your soul. God breaks your heart to save your soul. I think what a broken heart is a misunderstanding and a misconception of what's really going on. Because we have to process these feelings with logic and with intellectual understanding. Meaning, if my heart is broken, then I have a flawed understanding of what happened really in this relationship.
Your heart is emotion. It's not intellect.
Yeah, but intellect can mend pain if you use it the right way. For example, if someone gets cheated on, you know, they can realize that the other person in the relationship simply wasn't loyal. Instead of going into, oh my God, how could she cheat on me? I didn't do enough for her. Maybe I could have done more for her. No, it's the wrong way to look at it.
It's emotional pain.
Emotional.
Wow, can you believe it? It's emotional and physical pain. Or like, one is controlled by the brain. Let's say you get hit or you get a scratch, a stab. Anything that's physical pain, that's controlled by your intellect. And then there's emotional pain, where someone rejects you or someone doesn't like you anymore. It's cute. I never looked at it that way.
Elaborate.
That's more of like emotion is connected to your heart. And that's why it's so much harder to get over it. Because we don't have don't know. I guess we don't have control.
You're in control of how you feel.
Yeah, but your heart overcomes. I don't know. It takes...
Yeah, that's true. It takes charge of it. I used to have that thing where my heart overcame my pain. But the more that you get strong at controlling how you feel...
It's not that your heart
doesn't overcome
your pain,
it anymore.
Your heart controls that part of the pain. Like, for instance, if someone breaks up with you...
I think your heart tries to find ways to make you feel. Mm-hmm. Feeling in general, just like to feel something. But I think the key in all of this is knowing what you're supposed to feel. Because your instinctive feeling is not always the correct one. Meaning, if you have a failed relationship, your instant reaction is, oh my god, how did I screw this up? You're gonna start to blame yourself.
It sounds so forced.
What sounds forced?
Sometimes it does. Anyways, back to what we were saying.
No, I'm being honest. Your instant reaction to the failed relationship is sometimes the wrong one.
I almost broke that car.
No, but Bertinut, sometimes you're not supposed to feel.
I think we should just hide the phone and just talk.
No, I like this podcast. It's good.
It sounds like we're trying too hard. No, I get lost sometimes. I say something and I'm just thinking deeply about it. Like, I never even thought about it that way. Honestly, I'm being very...
It's good. It opens you up. No, but I'm being serious too. Your instant reaction to a breakup is not the correct feeling that you should have.
Of course it's not correct. Your instant reaction to anything usually isn't correct.
That's why you're supposed to have freaking emunah and say, hello, buddy. Hashem is doing this to me.
Take a deep breath and use your intellect to react, not your emotion.
Sometimes you have to take time to let the situation
calm down
so you could think about it, push it.
But that's the difference between a man and a woman. A man is...
A woman is emotional, a man is logical, yeah.
So that's why...
But men in this generation are, you know...
They have a lot of feminine energy.
And women have a lot of masculine energy.
They try to.
That's where the problem starts, when the roles get lost. You understand, Sadiq?
Yeah.
Role reverse. You need to reverse them back.
You don't need to reverse anything back. You just need to make the man... No, you need to make the man more masculine. You don't need the woman, whatever. I think they can try all they want to be more masculine, but it's not gonna. At the end of the day, she's not gonna be able to make those decisions. They all think emotional. It's very hard for them. I don't know how men became more feminine, because men are told to shut up.
Because men
are told to speak up.
Because men want to be respected, and when men don't get the respect that they deserve, they're gonna, in a way, put themselves down so the woman will finally just see their value.
Yeah, but it's wrong. It's the opposite. They don't see their value at all.
All you have to do to a man...
Men are not getting anywhere in life.
Instead of screaming at a man and telling him what's wrong with him, speak to him respectfully. Say, you know, honey, it would mean the world to me.
No, but the woman is wrong. The woman is not wrong.
Women are wrong in that they speak to men. They speak to men with taking their respect away from them.
That is a very general way of saying it. Sorry to tell you. You're saying that women are wrong for the way they speak to men.
Yes.
And men are right for the way they speak to women.
Let's say a woman has a problem with your communication with her.
No, it's your woman that has a problem with your communication with her. Not all women and men are like that.
Okay, fine. Let's say...
To be very general when you speak to...
Let's say when you come into your house, your woman tells you, hey, I want you to take off your shoes.
Okay, that's a normal
thing. When you come
thing.
Into the house... So there's two ways she can go about it. She can scream at you and say, hey, when you come into the house, you take off your shoes. What are you doing? You're making the whole floor wet.
And why would she scream at you?
Because she doesn't know how to speak to you.
Okay, that's her problem.
And that makes you feel less respected.
That's not to old woman. Old woman,
but you're not focusing
like
on the etzim. The etzim is that if she tells you, you know, my honey, my husband, my beloved, whatever she calls you, babe, when you come into the house, could you please take off your shoes by the door? That way, you don't get the floor dirty.
You could say the same thing.
Doesn't about that go men. Such a long way?
You could say the same thing about men. They come home and they lie down on the couch, plots on the couch, and they'd be like, oh, where's my food? Oh, why didn't you make food? I go to work. You do nothing all day in the house.
Wow. You killed the girl's self-esteem completely.
Where's the food? What's so hard about making a small dinner for
you? Wow, what's so hard? You're taking away the... Wow, you're killing her role.
You know how many guys do that when they come home?
Every man. It's the most disgusting thing. He thinks she owes him something. she's no you nothing. You come home, first of all, and you kiss your wife's feet, bro. You tell her, hey, honey, I hope you had a good day.
Yeah, but sometimes the guy's coming back from work. He's having a long day.
Bro, what's more... One second. Before
it's breaking character.
Before right you there. Continue, what's more important, your wife's feelings or the meal?
Of course your wife's feelings.
You take some hummus and you take some crackers, like the nobody that you are. Not nobody, but, you know, lower yourself.
Take out the hanger. What do you call it?
Take some crackers, take some hummus, and you eat a little something to relax. There's always going to be what to eat in the house, just because it's not a hot, warm, cooked meal ready for you, Prince Charming, and I didn't bow down to you. Who are you?
No, but you can't survive.
What gives you the right to put your wife down?
You can't.
Or your girlfriend, or whoever living with you.
No, I would take your advice, but after I eat that hummus with crackers, I'm still going to be hungry, but at least I'm going to be able to be level-headed when I speak to her. A lot of times I come home, and I'm really hungry and angry because I don't have any food in my system, and I can my emotions...
But why are you taking it on her? She's not your punching bag.
So you're right. For the men that are listening to this, before you approach your wife and you tell her what's up, what's the story with the food, maybe eat something, calm all your emotions, and start to talk logically. If you talk with your emotions, you're just going to be angry. It might come off the wrong way, and your wife will have some resentment against you. So,
the famous Rav Noach Weinberg says that words are like bullets. Man. The question is, where are you aiming them?
You're aiming them, what do you mean, where?
Where are you aiming them?
How are you saying them, yeah.
How are you using them? Mm-hmm. Where are you aiming them? Are you shooting, are you using it the right way? Because these bullets, they can pierce or they can penetrate. It all depends on how you use it.
At the same time, words are cheap.
This word...
Words are easy. No, you can just throw a word.
It's not true. This word can go into your wife's heart and make her feel so much love for you.
I know.
Because maybe her love language is words of affirmation.
But why are nice words sometimes so hard to say and harsh words so easy?
What, because you don't know how to express yourself.
You're expressing yourself wrong, the wrong way.
No, because you're scared to be vulnerable.
You're carrying the negative.
The reason why people express themselves in the angry way is because they're scared to show a weakness. Like a man, he won't say what he really feels about the girl because he's scared to say, you know what, I really love you and I appreciate you and you mean the world to me. He can't say that because in his mind, he thinks it makes him look weak.
So what does he say instead?
But in actuality, it makes him so strong to be vulnerable. And women love that. And if the woman that you're with doesn't appreciate that, she doesn't appreciate your vulnerability, then I'm sorry to say it, but she's the wrong girl for you.
Andrew Tate says the opposite.
What does he say? Let's hear the famous guy.
He says, never cry on a girl's shoulder. And never say anything that makes you sound like weak.
Weak to who? Who are you lying to at the end of the day?
The second you do that, she'll give you a hug.
It's nonsense.
But behind your back, she'll be texting other guys. That's
yeah. He's talking about Western society, goyish women. We're talking about normal girls.
Normal girls. It's instinctual.
Then
it's in them. A weak man is not what they want.
Andrew Tate's perception of reality is a perception of a very twisted world that we live in today. The world that we live in today is not supposed to be that way. Unfortunately, it is, yeah, because women have a lot of options and they can instantly replace you with something better in 2 seconds. All they have to do is go into their DMs, go into the request section, and they have tons of girls messaging them, guys messaging them. Mm-hmm. It's not the right way that things should be. That's why using the Torah and bringing Hashem into your relationship is so crucial.
If men had the ability to do that, we would do it. We just don't.
To do what?
To do what these women have. Like, I saw a video today on TikTok.
Men also have the ability to do that, trust me.
Not all men.
Both genders cheat.
It's much more hard to come by for a man to do. To find, let's say this girl on TikTok, she had five guys on her roster. She literally said, as soon as I liked someone, I caught feelings for the other person, I right away dropped him, replaced him with another person. She'll never, she'll always have five guys, just like to, like five guys at the restaurant. She'll literally have like five guys in her roster, like to take her out, one to take out for dinner, one to sleep with, one to have day dates with, go for lunch, brunch.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. She's like, what do you expect a hot woman like me that 22 in Miami? What do you expect?
What do I expect? I expect you, A, to move out of Miami, and B, to humble yourself, because your looks are going to fade. But what you're doing is you're ruining...
She's chasing dopamine.
No, she's ruining her insides. Her looks, she's pretty, she's beautiful, fine, but that's going to go away one day. And what's going to be left to... What's going to remain is the fact that all these five guys used her for how she looked, and she's going to be some broken, low self-esteem girl.
No, the way she's using them. She doesn't sleep.
They're using each other. You think these relationships are based on true love?
She only sleeps with one of them because she's so beautiful. They'll go out with her just for lunch. Bro, it's real. If you see the video and how the men are reacting to the video.
That's why you have to use the Torah. You have to appreciate what you have. You have to guard your eyes. Keep your eyes only for one woman. The more that you look outside, the more that the world we live in today, it's scary what goes on.
Yeah.
It's mamish scary.
The key is to react with your head and not with your heart. In anything. From the beginning of this podcast till now, that's what we came up with. Your first instinct reaction is the worst.
That's our chidush.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whether it's in the breakup or in the relationship itself, a person should take their time to think and to... You know what? I want to quote something. I was once seeing a girl, and I was asking her, you know, what's going to be with our relationship title? Like, what's going to be? And I was pressuring her.
What's her status?
Yeah, I kept asking her, what are we? What are we? What are we? And we're walking in person. We're in a certain place. I'm not going to say where, because then people will be able to figure out who. So let's keep this person unnamed. Let's call her woman.
Rachel.
I never dated a Rachel, so that's good. Rachel. So me and Rachel were walking, and she just stayed quiet the whole time. Stay quiet. She didn't answer me. And all of a sudden, my instinctive reaction was, wow, this girl is disrespecting me right now. I'm asking her, what's our status? And you're not even telling me anything. You're just leaving me here, I feel disrespected. Like, why can't you answer me? Say something. Say anything. And I was angry with it, and I let that anger take over me for like a good half an hour afterwards, after we said bye to each other. And then when my anger finally calmed down, I asked her, I'm like, why didn't you answer me that whole time? And her answer shocked me. She said, the reason why I didn't answer you is because I don't want to say anything to hurt your feelings. Me, myself, I'm not sure where we stand, and I just stayed quiet because I don't want to say anything to mislead you, and I don't want to further the conversation because I just didn't have an answer for you, and you weren't letting go. And right away, all those thoughts of, wow, she's disrespecting me and she has an ego and all that all disappeared. In that moment, I was like, wow, this girl is she's special.
She is special. She's also special the way she reacted.
Extreme control over her emotions and something
she didn't
I never
know what to say.
Instead of reacting on the spot and causing an argument, she stayed quiet. And
that's a good example of not using your logic instead of your instincts. Anyways, let's work out.
So we hope you guys have enjoyed this podcast of me and Oren's Two Cents. We bless you all that if you do have a heartbreak, you should be able to use that energy to become the best version of yourselves and hopefully lead into finding a healthy, meaningful relationship, and everybody should get their right person at the right time. Anything you want to say to the Chavra?
Oh, that is it. Take care, guys.
Everyone, take care. Thank you for tuning in. Bye.